new documentary film, The Lost Tomb of Jesus, is causing controversy by claiming that a cave in Jerusalem once held the remains of Jesus and the Holy Family. Biblical archaeologists say the documentary ignores many facts and that the evidence which has been gathered does not support the claim. Charles Collins has this report.
The tomb in Jerusalem contains the bodies of people named Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. According to a Discovery Channel documentary made by the Oscar-winning director of The Titanic and The Terminator, James Cameron, this proves it contains the remains of the Holy Family. Most experts say this is nonsense.
It's very common to find tombs and inscriptions with names which for us are biblical names, but those were common names in that period.
Olaf Brandt is the secretary of the Pontifical Institute for Christian Archaeology.
We are talking here about tombs discovered many years ago. So it's really no news.
The man who discovered this tomb in 1980 also says the new documentary is nonsense. Professor Amos Cloner told the Jerusalem Post on Monday that there was no likelihood the tomb contained the remains of the Holy Family, pointing out they were from Galilee, not Jerusalem. Dr. Brandt says these occasional stories can do some good for Christians.
It's a divine providence which each year gives us something to talk about and discuss as a preparation for Easter, because the same thing is repeated each year, and I think it's a useful occasion to discuss and for all of us to learn more about biblical history and about the true history of the events described by the Gospels.
I'm Charles Collins.